You really don't want malaria, I'm sure. We don't expect to catch it in the U.S. After all, that's a tropical disease, or is it? Washington, D.C. was a malarial swamp in good measure in colonial times. Malaria was even over much of the U.S. recently. The last place in the country to have eliminated malaria was, wait for it, Farmington, New Mexico in 1951. Malaria came to the U.S. with European settlers and expanded with the slave trade. Malaria sickened his troops and helped defeat British General Cornwallis in our Revolutionary War. Our local mosquitoes of the genus Anopheles were good at spreading it. Over a couple of centuries, we learned to drain swamps and wetlands, not all to the good. We invented DDT, ditto, which was a stopgap measure as populations of mosquitoes evolved resistance to it. The coup de grace for malaria was window screens, a big campaign to have people install them. This stopped much of the spread by night-biting mosquitoes, getting it down to the level that the disease disappeared. Now it is very likely to come back. New day-biting mosquitoes have been introduced and are favored to become abundant by climate change. Second, there are no surefire drugs or vaccines yet against malaria, so we can't break the spread as we have for polio and smallpox. The repellent DEET works versus mosquitoes, but is messy and mildly toxic. Genetic and population engineering may help in a while. Hold on tight. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.